This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's officially spring, longer days, warmer weather, pollen, and more people out and about looking for things to do. Joining us for our Thursday preview of some weekend entertainment choices, from an award-winning musical to stand-up comedy, is Emma Way. She's editor of Charlotte Magazine. Hi, Emma.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome.
Thank you.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass.
That's Ben Platt performing the song Waving Through a Window from the Tony Award-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen. The production will be in town this weekend at the Belk Theater. Likened to the Broadway hit Hamilton, Dear Evan Hansen is so popular that there's a digital lottery to get tickets. So, Emma, tell us a little bit more about this musical.
So you're exactly right. Dear Evan Hansen is such a hot ticket in town that there's a digital lottery for an extra chance to get tickets this weekend. This is the last weekend. Dear Evan Hansen is in town. So all you have to do is go to luckyseat.com and enter in, and they'll tell you 11 a.m. on the morning of the performance if you've gotten one or two tickets for $25 each.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Worth knowing for sure. But what about the musical itself? What's it about?
So as you mentioned, it's Tony Award-winning for Best Musical. It follows the story of Evan Hansen, who's a teenager in high school, who's an anxious kid, has a hard time fitting in, and he gets wrapped up in a lie after a tragedy strikes a classmate.
Okay. And boy, that sounds like just scratching the surface, I'm sure.
For sure. For sure.
Do you know who this is appealing to, demographic or age group-wise?
I think that the show has become so massive that it really does appeal to everyone. I think everyone can remember those times back in high school and they're the awkward kid in class and they're just struggling to fit in. I mean, I think that that's a story that really resonates with everyone.
And who is putting this on?
This is the Blumenthal, so this will happen at the Belk Theater. Sunday is the last show at 7 p.m., and this is, of course, just the traveling Broadway. It's a new cast from the original Broadway performance.
Gotcha. Okay. And on another page of the performances calendar for the weekend, there's stand-up comedy tomorrow night at Lenny Boy Brewing down in South End. What's going on there?
So at Lenny Boy, they're really pushing past beer, and they're offering this really unique event, sold out last time. So they're having three stand-up comedians, all with ties to North Carolina, and it's going to be a great show of lots of laughs.
Okay. Anybody, I guess it depends on how familiar one is with that scene, but any top names worth mentioning?
Yeah, so Lauren Ansley, who has risen through the Comedy Zone classes and is now a regular there, she's performing. She's a Charlotte person. Wills Maxwell is from Wilmington, North Carolina. And then there's Tyrone Bernstein, who's also living in Charlotte. All three really hilarious. But I got to say, I think Lauren is my pick.
Okay. And Emma, how active and diverse is the comedy scene in Charlotte?
It's very diverse, and it's definitely growing. Crown Station, for example, has a comedy open mic every Wednesday, and lots of other venues are starting to add programs like that. Then there's also the Charlotte Comedy Theater, and as mentioned, the Comedy Zone, which offers local classes, and then those graduates often go on to become regulars at the club.
Well, how else might people want to celebrate this first weekend of spring in Charlotte?
So it's Old Mecklenburg Brewery. It's the oldest brewery in Charlotte, and they're celebrating 10 years on Saturday and Sunday. They're having a two-day festival. But really, more so, it's a celebration of Charlotte and beer in general.
Yeah, so, you know, Charlotte and beer. We don't have time to tell the whole story here, but just a little bit. I mean, Old Mec is having this 10-year anniversary celebration. How many local breweries are there?
There's definitely more than 20. I want to say 22, but OMB was the first. And although they're a German-style beer and now Charlotte is mostly IPAs, it's no doubt that they really kicked off on the Charlotte brewery scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think that breweries are becoming even a family event. There's, you know, you don't just go there with your friends anymore. You can bring your dogs, you can bring your mom, you can bring your kids. So it's really become just synonymous with Charlotte culture.
And what would there be, you know, for kids to do specifically?
Of course. So besides some live music, for kids, they're doing a face painting, balloon animals, and of course you can just go dance to the live music too.
All right. Well, we'll hope for some good weather to kick off spring with those and other options around town. Emma, thanks a lot.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Emma Way is editor of Charlotte Magazine.